Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com, and to get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started. Maybe it's just winding down. Maybe it's somewhere right in the middle. But here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that. And I'm grateful I have no desire to drink today. And I do have a piping hot cup of my normal coffee right here with me. I want to share with you an amazing thing I've learned in Alcoholics Anonymous. Are you ready for this? It doesn't matter what other people do. It's what I do that matters. It doesn't matter what other people do. It's what I do that matters. I've learned in Alcoholics Anonymous that I have a very specific job, which is to do my best to live by a very specific set of principles, all of which are spiritual. That's my job. My job is to live by spiritual principles, period. It's not like my job is to live by spiritual principles if other people behave. Or my job is to live by spiritual principles if I'm getting what I want. It's not as if my job is to live by spiritual principles as long as I'm happy with my circumstances. My job is to live by spiritual principles as best I can, no matter what is happening. It doesn't matter what other people do. I personally think this is really excellent news. It causes me to take ownership over my own experience. It causes me to require much less from the day. It doesn't matter what other people are thinking about me, if I'm living by spiritual principles as best I can, doing the best I can with what I know to do right now, that's my only job. If I'm doing my best to expand the ceiling of compassion, if I'm doing my best to go out into the world and be a loving, mending force, that's all I can do. It's not like that's my job if everything around me is satisfying. That's my job. God saved my life. My job really is to try to live a life that was worth saving. I mean, that's really my job. It doesn't matter what anybody else is doing or thinking or saying. That is my focus. If I deserved the grace I've received, how would I treat that grace? How would I respond to that grace? How could I truly live? How would a person whose life was truly worth saving conduct him or herself? What would that look like? How would I treat people? How forgiving would I be? How strong would my boundaries be? How proud would I become of the gifts God had given me? How much would I remind myself that God's the source of everything? And God deserves the praise. How much more compassionate would I be? How much more productive would I be at work? Minimally in my attitude towards other people. How much less would I honor fear and instead try to honor God by demonstrating love? How much would I practice that? I think it's on page 84. Maybe 85. Every day is a day we must carry the vision of God's will into all of our activities. How can I best serve thee? Thy will, not mine, be done. These are thoughts which must go with us constantly. First full paragraph, halfway down. Every day is a day we must carry the vision of God's will into all of our activities. How can I best serve thee? Thy will, not mine, be done. How am I serving God by taking other people's inventories? How am I serving God by thinking I'm a piece of shit who has nothing to contribute to the world? How am I serving God by telling myself I don't have a beneficial message to carry? How am I serving God by not striving to become less and less selfish? That's it. A little mini episode today. Food for thought. I'll give a shout out to Mallory and Wes and Ross and Dr. Wu, Cousin Dupree. Special shout out to Chelsea. If anybody needs to hear it, everything's okay. I'm going to go. If the photo shoot's over, this was a bonus episode because there's a film crew here just taking pictures of me for an article in New York Magazine. It's called Why Is This Beautiful Man Only on the Radio? He should be on the big screen because he's so studly and perfect looking. Just kidding. Fucking stupid. All right, I'm out of here. I don't know why my life was saved, but I am going to go try to live a life that was worth saving, and I hope you'll do the same.